And now this is a dictation for Cornell, C-O-R-N-E-L-L, Lalonde, L-A-L-O-N-E, June 1st, 47, address as a letter, Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up Mr. Lalonde, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit December. Been treated for prostate cancer, just completed radiation therapy, minor loose stools, no bleeding, no perineal or abdominal pain, also on hormonal treatment every 3 months, side effects of severe sweating, flushing, has nocturia but no cloudiness or blood, stable weight and appetite, minor lightheadedness but no syncope, no chest pain, palpitation or dyspnea, nor orthopnea, PND. Medication list review, I want to highlight lisinopril HCTC, diabetes cholesterol management, on Norvasc and tolerated Mounjaro. Present weight 219 is stable, blood pressure nurse 120-273, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, anemia 10.6. Creatinine 1.4, still close to baseline for a GFR of 50, stage 3 electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium nutrition, phosphorus normal, elevated calcium at 10.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease, underlying prostate cancer, but no symptoms of uremia, no urinary retention, there is elevated calcium, off and on over time. Is my understanding, according to patient, PSA is very nicely suppressed at 0.075. The high calcium might be a factor for the recent change of kidney function. Electrolyte, acid base, normal, no need for phosphorus binders. Continue same lisinopril. Continue diabetes cholesterol management, repeat calcium creatinine and update PTH, vitamin D. Discuss with the patient the relation between calcium renal failure on the background of prostate cancer. All issues discussed, end of dictation.